Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English-Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We had talked in a previous episode that you were going to experiment with Opus Clips or at least some type of app of software to use long-form content and break it up and use it for repurposing and stuff. So how did your experiment go with Opus Clips?
Yes. So Opus Clips, for those of you who maybe didn't hear that episode or never heard of it, is essentially an AI tool that allows you to take a long form video and turn it into smaller clips that you can repurpose for social media content, for LinkedIn, or even clips for YouTube, even YouTube Shorts. And so my experience with Opus Clips so far is that it is pretty user-friendly. And so I can kind of walk you through how it works. So essentially, there's a few ways that you can upload content. You can either use a YouTube link and just directly, you know, drop that link in there. The platform will kind of think a little bit, and then it will then create multiple pieces of many pieces of content that vary in the time. So it could be anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and you can kind of decide which ones you want to use. One cool thing that I wasn't expecting is that it actually ranks the content based on what the platform thinks. Like, actually, I think this piece would be really, really good. But you know, sometimes they'll rank something at like a 99, but then I'll see something at a 70 that I actually like better. And so, you know, you can go through and decide, you know, how you want to use that content. You can also choose the sizing. So if you want to post something on LinkedIn versus Instagram Reels, and that's essentially how you use it in the most basic form, is you can either drop in a YouTube link or you can directly upload a file into the platform.
Right. Yeah. And I like when you can do the, now it's four different formats for the view, and it doesn't eat up any of your credits. It'll automatically change it up. So I've been doing that for a client as well too, that giving her all four formats for each of the, basically I give her basically the top 10 and take a look at it. Cause sometimes it'll repeat, depends on the length of the, of the video you give it. But I, you know, I've had similar experience with this. Now I've not done any A/B testing in regards to taking a look at, okay, I'm going to gauge what a grade of 90 is against a 70, but I think you got to go with the gut. What is said in that little segment that it maybe it does a better job of capturing what the feel is than other, but it's more of the, they feel the virality, I guess you'd say, of that content is there, but maybe they've done a better edit at the 70. And I think you can go in too. I've done this a couple of times, and you can edit as well too. You can shorten it a little bit. Maybe it caught your guest mid sentence, but it just didn't do a great job of editing. You can push it in to start with the sentence or end it a little bit shorter too.
So, and you can also create templates, which I thought was cool. And so if there is like a certain look or feel or background music that you want to always have on your reel or whatever you're making, that's also something that you can kind of build out a template for so that you always have it and you're not like recreating it every single time.
Yeah. And I think you include a watermark logo as well for each one of those. So you've got that. So if you're doing multiple podcasts, you know, maybe you've got a couple that you're working with or working on, at least you can go right to it and boom. But yeah, I've been pretty impressed with it. Now I've not done any comparison to, like, we use StreamYard for this right here. And I know StreamYard's got that short bit sort of thing, reel options as well too. So I've not tried that yet, but a lot of streaming apps like StreamYard and I think Zoom may have incorporated it too. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but I know others have that you can use their software to create shorts.
Yeah.
Not sure. I would imagine they all do a pretty good job. At least you're not going through and editing. I mean, bottom line, whatever spit out is probably pretty darn good.
Yeah. And you know, that's really the whole point, right? Because I know I've talked a lot about creating social media content and calendars and repurposing content. But in reality, you know, if we're already editing podcast content or whole podcast episodes, do we want to then have to go back through and create mini clips as well? And so, you know, this is a way that you can already take something you've edited and you're working on and be able to create mini clips to not only promote the podcast episode itself, but to also have content that you can continue to use across your social media platforms.
Yeah. And, you know, we earlier, and I mentioned it about the different formats that you can create. I don't think it necessarily gives you permission to kind of go, ooh, now I can post more on TikTok, or, you know, you still got to choose your lane, your social media channel and stick to it. Don't just, because it gives it to you, say you're going to go other channels. At least from what I see of it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I agree. I think, you know, from conversations that we've had, we've talked about the importance of being where your audience is or where you want them to be. And so I would think of this as a way to not necessarily launch you into a new platform, but to be able to help you along with the platforms that you're already using. And so finding a way to take these clips and be able to add that into your current content strategy. I mean, you know, it's one thing to talk to people about your podcast and what it's about and who the guest was, but it's another thing to actually be able to let them see a clip and say, you know what, I think I want to hear the full context of this conversation. And so when you're able to create these little clips and pull people in, I think this is a great way to do that and repurpose your podcast episodes.
I think it's a great incentive too for when you have guests and you offer them maybe five. You know, that's where I have a feeling the shareability of an episode is now going to increase when you offer that to a guest.
Yes.
And say, hey, I've created these reels that I thought were really good. If you have an opportunity to share them on your social media channel, it's upload, click, done.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes it really, really easy. It's that eliminate barriers for your guests to share things.
Yes, exactly. Eliminate barriers for them to share, I think, is so important because, you know, again, it's another way for you to be able to get exposed to their audience. So you're already doing that one way by having them on the episode, but then it's another when you can say, hey, here's some clips that you can use and share with your audience right now that are ready to go.
Exactly. And my next experiment with an Opus Clips, I know Headliner app does this because it creates audiograms. Basically, you have a thumbnail artwork instead of video like we're doing right now. So I'm going to upload an episode that's just artwork and see how well it does in regards to, I don't know if it should just be based on content versus movement of the guest. And, you know, because it does do the back and forth, it goes, you know, moves to the person that's speaking and such. So I want to see how well that does on an episode. I work with a couple of clients that all they do is audiogram because they realize, yes, we need to be on YouTube for video, but we don't want to do the camera stuff. Totally get it.
Yeah,
totally get it.
For sure.
So at least it's generating some clips of interest to be in the right place. So
I know early on in doing these podcasts with you, we've talked about that where, you know, even if your podcast doesn't have the video piece of it, I mean, even just having, like you said, the logo of the podcast episode or a picture of the guest or a picture of you and the guest, and maybe there's just captions and the sound on top of that, I mean, that's still a piece of content that we can use. And we see content like that do very well across multiple types of social media platforms, specifically TikTok. I've seen videos where it's just, you know, changing pictures and captions and audio, but there's no video aspect to it. It's just different pictures. So if they're talking about a specific topic or a specific person, It might be multiple videos of them with the audio in the background. So I think really the key here when we talk about repurposing our podcast episodes is in whatever way you do that episode, whether it's just audio or audio and visual, it's really giving people the opportunity to kind of get a preview of what to expect. And so, you know, are they going to go, if your podcast is, you know, 30 minutes to an hour long, I mean, that could be a lot of time to commit to then end up not liking it.
Right. Exactly.
So at least you can give people, okay, here's like 30 seconds to a minute, you know, 90 seconds, whatever, for you to be able to hear this episode and kind of get an idea of my voice, my sound, my energy, and decide if it's something that you want to invest your time into. Right. I mean, especially for me, you know, I talk about, you know, all the podcasts that I enjoy. And so most of the podcasts I listen to are anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. And so that's a long time. And so if you're able to get a snippet, even better.
Yeah, exactly. I know, because and you may not have, I don't know if I shared this with you or, you know, my close network of folks, but I did post it a couple of places. There was some recent research talking about how podcast listeners listen to their podcast. What app do they use? And over at, you know, again, YouTube is showing up strong. But then the next question was, how do you use YouTube to watch slash listen to your favorite podcast? And a majority, over 50%, just listen to a podcast on YouTube. So that tells me we can do the audiogram, we can do the thumbnail artwork, put audio on top of it, and all they're doing is using YouTube as their entertainment channel, putting in that phone in their pocket and listening to a podcast.
Exactly. It's just that background sound while you're cooking dinner or, you know, doing whatever you got. I mean, for me, it's while I'm working. And a lot of times if there's a podcast I listen to that has a visual to it, I may have the video up just in case they reference something that I want to see what they're talking about. But in reality, when they're just talking to each other, I'm not, you know, watching them talk. I'm doing other stuff. And so, you know, that's what I actually was just listening to an episode of. There's a podcast called Brilliant Idiots that I enjoy with Charlamagne the God and comedian Andrew Schultz. And Andrew has been out filming a movie. And so Lauren LaRosa was in on an episode, and she's one of the co-hosts of The Breakfast Club. And she was talking about how when she first launched her podcast, she was so stuck on the fact that I need video. And someone told her, like, no, you need to make sure that your audio is on point first. Do that right. And then once you get that down, then you can incorporate the video aspects, because the audio piece is the podcast. And so we got to make sure that that piece is on point, and then we can move on to these other things. Right. And I mean, that's how podcasts started anyway. So we got to make sure at its core, we have everything that we need to make sure the listener has a good experience.
Yeah, which makes the Opus Clips app and those reels even more important. Or it when you feed it great content, the video is just eye candy.
Exactly. It's just an opportunity for you to, you know, take your podcast in a format like a social media post and make it digestible so that people can kind of get a visual and the sound to know what they're getting themselves into before they commit to a full episode.
Exactly. And I think if you keep, and I'm glad you brought that whole example up, because I think that's really key to using software like Opus Clips, is like, don't focus on the video per se. It's that content and that audio has to be there first. The rest of it is just, it will follow. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So highly recommend. And honestly, I do believe that it's very user friendly. I mean,
me too.
The only thing you have to do is just get whatever, you know, format into the platform. And then from there, it does all the work for you.
Yeah. So we got a listener may be interested in talking to you more about your experience with Opus Clips, or they're looking at other things. How can they get a hold of you to talk a little bit more about that? And what you do as well, too, to earn money and keep the bills paid.
Yes. So you can always schedule a free consultation with me at tjecommunications.com. com. And yeah, I'd be happy to talk about my experience. And also, Brett, maybe we can figure out some sort of affiliate link for Opus Clips since you have one. We can put that in the description and, you know, you guys can try it out. And I do know they offer like a 7-day free trial. So, I mean, you could go in there and create a bunch of content and just kind of test it out and see if you like it.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. I think that's nice when software offers those windows and, you know, it's before you, you know, hit agree, line up in your head, which ones you want to try and see what's going on. And 7 days is enough to at least kick the tires on the software. Now you may not see results from what you create, but it's more of that. Okay. I can incorporate this in my flow. That's what you need to figure out. Exactly. Yeah. And you can contact me, get on my calendar at mypodcastguide.com. I can talk about my experience with Opus Clips as well as other software that I've been playing with. By the time we talk next time, I may insert in regards to what we do with an audiogram into an Opus Clips, or I may end up using StreamYard here and let their software kind of take care of this episode and see what it kind of kicks out as well too. So, but love to talk to anybody about experiences there, and also any planning or insights you want to do about how to approach this piece of it. And, you know, because it ties into social media, and then we'll bring in, you know, any of the experts here at Circle of Experts to, you know, talk about their experiences as well as, you know, the focus of what to do with their podcast. So, yeah, good. Well, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it, Tanisha.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.